reason why he's not here, but he wanted to send, send his hellos to all of you and everything else. So, but at any rate, Joe and Mike are here. And so, like I said, we want to just thank all of you for doing what you did, okay, by participating in our program. This is the first program, Citizens Police Academy, that we have held under Chief Kushner. And we're really glad because our intentions for you guys are changing a little bit, and I think that we've explained that to you over the course of the class. And so hopefully you guys are going to be the genesis for a new wave of volunteers in this fine city of Des Plaines. And I couldn't think of a better crew of people that are going to be doing that with your guys' energy and pizzazz and all that other good stuff. So, few different people want to say some things, so just so you guys understand what we're going to do, I'm going to pull up some of your classmates, and they're going to just say a few words. And but before we do any of that, people have schedules, and so I wanted to bring up Franco. He's going to speak for a second, and then our fine chief of police is going to say some words as well, and we're going to give you guys out your certificate. So you guys all know Franco. He wants to say a few words to you guys.
Yes, thank you. So I only have one question for you tonight. What are you going to do Tuesday night?
Oh.
I have the solution for you. We have wonderful volunteer programs with this town. And my philosophy has always been, if it is to be, it is up to me. So I would challenge you to take that in your heart and decide to volunteer for one of the programs. Remember, you're only helping yourself. When you benefit yourself, you benefit the city, you benefit the other residents of the town. If you have any questions, I'm easy to reach. You can talk to any of these guys. You can come looking for me. I'm a little difficult to find sometimes because I have to work for a living because I'm a volunteer, just like you guys are. But please keep in mind that we have lots of openings. We have lots of room. We never turn anybody away. So thank you. I hope it's been a fantastic program and an experience for all of you. I met with some of you before. I know you're interested in doing some more. So I look forward to seeing more of you some more. Thank you.
Can I do two real quick? Want to acknowledge Ryan O'Connell is here. I know you guys all got to enjoy Ryan at the range. And especially hanging out with his mom, Jill. And the other thing, too, was really nice, and I wanted to make sure today, when I was sharing with the rest of the officers, to come on in and have a meal. And so I know some of them are hanging out here. Carlo, Ms. Brighton.
For the meal, brother.
And Art. there's also some other fine city employees here. Our city manager is over there, for those of you that don't know. Mike Bartholomew, okay? You wanted to come and be a part of this. One of the things that was big for me when I was growing up, anytime I would go into the city of Chicago with my dad, and we would see a Chicago police officer, he'd always say, there goes one of Chicago's finest. And so I grew up thinking cops were the coolest thing ever. And now that I've worked alongside them, I know it to be true. But that being said, about cops being so cool, I'm glad that you guys got to participate and see that for yourselves as well. Our police department cares about you guys, and you matter. And what was really evident to us is that you care about us too. See, so it was a really nice match. I want to also acknowledge a couple other people as well. Deputy Chief Mike Kozak is back there. Okay, you guys see him. He's my best officer. That fine gentleman in the back is Commander Dan Neiman. Yeah. That's mine and Mike and Joe's boss. And Trent's too, although Trent doesn't like to admit he's got a boss. And then, of course, you guys know John Pluta. Okay, he's all here. So this program really matters, you guys. And the fact that you put so much of yourselves into it, it means something. And so that's why what Franco was saying about getting you guys and challenging you to move forward, we all second that challenge. And not only because you're going to benefit the rest of the city and the rest of the community, but also it's going to be wonderful for us to get to see more of you guys. One of the things that happens when we teach these classes is you guys come, we hang out, and then we don't see you again. Except for waving on the street. So hopefully you guys will participate more. And I can tell you, the chief will share this with you when he says a few words, there's going to be a lot of opportunity in our police department. Things are changing. And the opportunity to work at the desk and to do some other things. And so you're going to get to work alongside us a little bit more. So hopefully some of you guys will take that challenge and move with it. So At any rate, okay, I want to bring Diane Quast up here. She wants to read a letter here, I believe. And those of you guys that I know I'm going to talk, but some of you that don't know, these two have not only made four lovely children, excuse me, but they've also been married for 50 years.
Yes, 50 years.
So they're an example for all of us.
I'm afraid I didn't get my letter in early enough on the computer, so I hand wrote it today, and I want to read it to our wonderful police chief. When Dick and I signed up for the Des Plaines Police Department Citizens Police Academy, we really did know what we were going to get into. We didn't know what to expect. During our 12-week class, we were introduced to law reviews, homeland security, domestic violence, SWAT teams, detective bureau, and of course we got to shoot guns, which was very exciting, very exciting. We learned so much about the brave and caring men and women who protect us 24/7. The program was so informative, I told all my friends at the Ladoff YMCA about it, so I know that they're all signing up for it. Comes about again in March. They're all ready to sign. Please tell Colin, Joe, Mike, Trent, Ryan, and my ride-along policeman, John, a big thank you for their willingness, compassion, patience, and a big dose of humor for putting up with all of us in our class. You have a fantastic team working for you, and I'm very happy that we live in Des Plaines with such a great group of guys, women, and men. Wishing you and everyone in the department all the blessings of this happy season. May you have peace, love, and laughter, and most of all, good health. Sincerely, Dick and Diane Quast. And please convey our thanks to everyone in the entire staff. And cops are cool.
Thank you.
One of your fine classmates is going to be an instrumental individual as we move forward with our Neighborhood Watch program. For those of you that have been involved in the program over the years, or maybe not, it's a program that we've had bumpy rides with over the years. We really haven't had any ability to really get it off the ground and make it into a program that we can really be proud of. And that's why we're continuing to do it. One of the things about our police department is we don't sit idle. We're continuing to try to improve things and make things better for us, for you guys, so that we all benefit. And an individual that's going to be doing that is Candy Cole. She was your guys' classmate. I know she wanted to say a few things to you.
Thank you, I just wanted to say what an awesome experience this has been to be a part of this class, to meet each and every one of you and work together with you, and to meet and work with the police officers. And like the others before you, I really encourage you to volunteer in the city of Des Plaines, if not with the COP program, but with Neighborhood Watch or Fire Corps, Neighbors Helping Neighbors, and so on. And just thinking back to what we learned in class, you know, Mike Heikamp really hit the nail on the head when he said to us that the police department really is truly a tool. You know, we're provided with this big box, the fire department, the police department, emergency management, and so on. And now we know exactly what we can do and how we can better use this tool. So I want to encourage you to be a conduit for change in the city. While the department continues to make improvements and changes, and our city does, that we go out there and that, you know, we talk to the residents about what we learned and how difficult this job really is for our officers and such. And what we saw, firstly, in the trenches on our ride-along and those experiences from making a stop or interacting with the public and how they're met and received, all the way to the long, arduous process of having to do the paperwork. And, you know, I'm just happy that even though I was assigned to this class, that I did take this class, because it was somewhat therapeutic for me in that I know some of you have heard my story. I'm pleased to say that my brother is here tonight. Back in 1991, my brother Dennis in the rear of the room, and I, we were college students at Southern Illinois University, and both of us, half with interest and somewhat on a whim, took the Chicago police exam. And he decided to go on and become a police officer. I opted not to, and I'm pleased to be able to have gone through this academy, having chosen not to go through the Chicago Police Academy, but to go through the Des Plaines Citizen Academy and get a taste of what these officers do here in my community where I live, and to be able to enjoy this joyous day with my brother who serves so proudly in Chicago and is able to be here tonight. So thank you, and please talk to me later if you're interested in serving on Neighborhood Watch or being a part of any of the other awesome programs here in Des Plaines.
If we could find a nod to that fine man back there, it's in that chair because of the service he provided. Anybody have anything else they want to say before we?
Does anybody else have anything else they'd like to say before we turn this fine stage over to our chief of police? Anything? Stanley? No, Stanley, come on. Come on. You look snazzier than everybody here, so come on up. You deserve the right. If you guys don't know, Stanley likes his dog, just to let you know.
I just want to thank Chief Kushner and all of the police officers, Mike and Colin, and Trent also. Got a lot out of the class, learned the aspect of the police department. No, it's not like on TV, people. We don't serve crime and solve crime in 1 hour. Going on the ride-alongs, learning a basic traffic stop, and on the first ride-along, thought it was a basic traffic stop, and ended up the driver had two outstanding warrants, and the passenger in the car had a suspended license. So it was interesting. And then firing on the range, or as one of the classmates said this evening, shooting up the range. Your heart does pound, because that was the first time I ever shot a weapon. And then shot the AR-15, and thought, okay, Lutheran General, here I come with the coronary. But I just want to thank the chief, and I hope this program continues, and I hope I could be an aspect to anything the police department wants me to do. Thank you.
I put together a little something over the course of this week with Callan's help and Joe's help and Trent's help, and I think I've been upstaged by the book you gave us. But we do have a little presentation to give you guys, hopefully bring back some fond memories. And with that, I'll get it going.
dancing, what we dishing. Big dog is off the collar. Gonna hear y'all schemers holler. Court, better get a witness. All up and in your business. You be like, yeah, but who be gonna pay when the man got you? The blood rushes to my head. Then you better watch out. Samuel Jackson. Drug dealers, thugs, and villains. Hopped up on cash and illit. Yo, you better watch your back now. I take 5-0 on SmackDown. Whoa, gotta hold my whiteness. Don't mess with all this tightness. Yo, better check your mirror. Hot action, get.
Thank you, everybody. These 12 weeks, they went by faster than expected. The lines between the officers and the public got erased, not just diminished, but erased. We cherish your friendships as I hope you cherish ours. Thank you.
He kneels on the floor all the time. Okay. We are a very lucky police department, and all of you have, over the last year, been the unfortunate recipients of a lot of news that's thrown a lot of bad press our way. Some of it deserved, most of it not. And that's one of the things that's really great about this class, and then what you've learned from this class that you go out and you share with the rest of the community, your friends and family, is that we are a good group of people, and we're doing the best that we can every day to serve you to the best of our ability. But one of the things that changed for us is when our city went on a manhunt to find somebody to hang out at the helm and somebody to get this floundering boat back in a direction that we can all be really proud of. And I know I speak for the rest of the officers here. Every one of us are so happy and so honored that we have William Kushner running the show now. And he's going to come on up here and say a few words. Chief.
You know, Callan's a tough act to follow. He really is. You know, everything I was going to say, no, seriously. First off, I want to thank you all for taking the time to invest with the department, invest in yourself and in the community by participating in the Citizens Police Academy. I'm new here. I've been around law enforcement for a very long time. I'll be starting 36 years January 3rd, which is a nice segue because January 3rd, we're having our citywide neighborhood watch meeting. We're starting it here. We're going to have it on Channel 17. If you want to come in, if the weather's nice, we encourage you to be here. We're going to reinvigorate the program with the help of the officers that did the Citizens Police Academy. You are a huge part. You are the city of Des Plaines. Without you, we don't exist. Without you, we cannot do our job. We got a lot of bad press. I think what you found during the last 12 weeks, that there's very little difference between the officers and yourselves, aside from some training and from some experience. Because until we can clone the perfect police officer, we end up drawing from the pool of the general public. And all the faults and foibles that are present in the general public end up present in a microcosm and a small selection in law enforcement. I'm really honored here today. Like I said, I've been around a long time. I've got two of my former recruits here. One is Deputy Chief Kozak, and the other is Denzie Cole. And I will tell you that Denzie is truly a police hero. And you can sit back there and tell me, no, Denzie, it's okay. You really are. You really are. I think you've done a tremendous job, all of you, in completing the academy. I hope that we broke down some stereotypes. I hope that you learned that police work is not Hawaii Five-O, Hill Street Blues, SWAT, or CSI. There's a lot more that goes into it. You rode the street with some of the officers. You got to see some of the things that really go on. You saw some of the conditions, some of the situations, and I really hope that it opened your eyes. And I applaud you for that. I truly do. And I am so grateful, number one, to be here as the chief. Number two, to have such a wonderful group of officers working with me. And to have such wonderful citizens such as yourself participating. Thank you all.
Okay, now it's your guys' turn. We are going to, we have some nice stuff here for you. We hope that every morning you drink your coffee, your orange juice, or whatever it is that you drink it in the morning. Scotch, whatever the case may be. All right, remember our class, remember this time. I'm just busting your chops, Stanley, because it's fun. Okay? All right?
My dog will not drink out of that.
We also have a nice little pin in here that we hope you guys also wear on your lapel as support for us. You want to come on and call these out? And, oh, and by the way, Loretta, did you want to say something about this book here that everyone's going to get? Loretta?
Sure. Come on, Loretta.
First of all, I just want to thank the citizens of Des Plaines and to all of you. I have never enjoyed anything so much in all my life, and I'm so happy that you allowed me to be a part of it. My nephew wrote this book on the job, and it's about Chicago police officers, but it doesn't matter what town you're from, a police officer is a police officer. They're there to protect you. We really got just a glimpse from these guys of what they go through on a daily basis. And I think that we've had more of an insight than most people. When I was growing up, you respected the police officer, and somewhere along the line, that changed. And I'm hoping that someday it can come back. And I think by little things like this, and by getting an understanding of what they go through on a daily basis, is really important. So I got a book for each one of you, and it's my way of saying thank you for letting me participate in your class.
Lynn Brayton.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so very much. It was my pleasure.
It was our pleasure having you.
Thank you. It's wonderful.
Candy Cole, come on up. Okay, Dennis Fornoff. Thanks for attending. Judith Hanneman. Diane Genetto, come on up, Diane.
You're not there yet.
Okay, Diane Juergens. Diane, cutie pie. Diane brought her sister with her today. Our favorite chef came all the way from Georgia, and not the state, to hang with us at the CPA. AK, come on up. This is our youngest classmate who also brought his grandfather who attended our senior citizen police academy a short time ago. Brandon, come on up. This next gentleman, us police officers are lucky enough to see just about every morning. because he walks through the police lot with his dog and has nothing but kind words to say every morning to us. It's a real pleasure for all of us starting our day this way. Stanley, come on up.
Stanley, I have to say I feel underdressed.
Not here.
One of the difficulties that we had touched on in class, I think Mike addressed it, was the family members that have to deal with us. Not only the angst that comes with it, but the worry and the fear and everything else. And this fine woman, Jill O'Connell, Ryan's mom. Cynthia Purvis, in front of me. Diane Quast. And that beautiful woman's cool dude of a husband, Richard Quast. And this next fella, Bobby. Norman Randall, come on up. All the way from the other side of the pond. Steve Reddington, come on up, my man. All right, Carol Reed, you ready to come up? That's her fine husband there sitting on her left, by the way. This next young lady has been volunteering for our city for a lot of years. Sarah Walsh, come on up. Oh, yeah, Sarah. All right, as we like to say, the best is for last. Who we've learned tonight puts most poets to shame. Thanks, Phyllis. Come on up. Tell anybody. We are going to, those of you that don't know, this is Karen Kozenczak. She's responsible for making us all look good out there. She works up on the sixth floor, and she wants to get a group photo of everybody that attended the class, including the police officers and our fine city officials. Mr. Bartholomew, if you'd come on up. So those of you that attended, come on up. Let's get a nice group photo.
Will this all be in the newspaper?
Yeah, you bet. Oh, yeah.
Our website.
Okay, so we don't obviously...
Everybody close together.
We got a liner on the outside over here. Tall people in the back.
The guy from the patch was here earlier.
Frank Roth?
Yeah. So he asked for a picture too.
Today's graduation day, December 4th, and it's really quite an extensive program where citizens get to learn firsthand what the police department's all about and the dispel the mist between Hollywood and reality.
Think police is like they see on TV? Well, it's not. What they see on TV is entertainment. Des Plaines Police is not entertainment. It's the real thing.
Hopefully what's going to happen after tonight, we're going to get people involved further in the city by way of getting them to volunteer for either the Citizens on Patrol program, our Neighborhood Watch program, our Fire Corps, or any of the other volunteer programs that we have in town.
I took it to, number one, learn more about the police department and the emergency department, and also I am going to be getting involved myself.
My wife and I participated in this program, and it's opened up our eyes as to what people like Colin does and what the police department does in the area. It educated us in what's happening in Des Plaines. We're going to probably volunteer for some one of the programs. We enjoyed it. Probably the highlight was we took our ride along. I was involved with an officer, a great young man, and we attended a attempted suicide. We attempted traffic stops. We were on the street, running 70 miles an hour down Elmhurst Road.
We did everything in the courses from learning basic law, you know, patrol procedures, forensic techniques, SWAT techniques. They got to go to the range twice.
We brought all the students through. We let them shoot our duty guns, mostly pistols, our Glock 9mm and 45s. Then we also let them shoot our TRT rifles, which are M4s, which is an AR-15, 223 round. We let them shoot those on the second date. Everybody got to take their targets home. Everybody had a lot of fun.
I did, I think, pretty well. Hit the center three times, so I guess that's good enough.
Just recently, we had two Fire Corps members who were hired by two police departments in the northwest suburbs. And their experience in Fire Corps, their experience in volunteering, was one of the things that those police departments, those agencies were looking in terms of, you know, what these people had learned and some of the courses that they had taken online even before they applied for the police jobs.
We do have another academy class that's going to start late March, probably just after St. Patrick's Day. This time around, we did an announcement in the local paper. We do try and keep it kind of focused on Des Plaines residents as much as possible. And there'll be a posting in the paper. You can always check the Des Plaines website for what we're going to do. And I strongly, strongly encourage people to become participants in this. So just look forward to seeing new faces.